This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Vinay Rajni, Senior Technical and Derivatives Analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us three buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. From the bottom of 7,511 registered on March 24th, 2020, Nifty has seen a pullback of more than 21%, which is lower as compared to developed markets like Europe and the US. Recently, Nifty has managed to surpass the resistance of its 20 days exponential moving average, which is currently placed at 9,005. Nifty has also managed to register a higher top above 9,038, preceded by a higher bottom at 8,055 on the daily charts. By surpassing the resistance of 8,600 in the previous week, Nifty also confirmed the bullish inverse head and shoulder pattern breakout on the daily line charts. The projected target of this pattern comes at 9,700 to 9,800 levels for Nifty. However, before that, the level of 9,390 could act as a resistance, which happens to be the 38.2% Fibonacci retracement level of the entire swing, seen from an all-time high at 12,430 to March low at 7,511. A sustained trend above 9,390 could push Nifty towards the target of 9,700 to 9,800. Though the market is passing through the phase of uncertainty about whether the recent recovery would sustain or not, there are some stocks and sectors which are showing extraordinary strength in their price move. These opportunities should not be missed by traders as well as investors. One of such sectors is pharma, where ample opportunity lies in the bunch of quality stocks. Though pharma stocks soared recently and look overbought on the short-term charts, traders should wait for these stocks to come down to take fresh entry for medium to long-term returns. Nifty Pharma Index formed its peak 5 years back in April 2015, and from that peak, the pharma index is still down by 35% at 9,070. So better late than never, and it is advisable to increase the allocation in pharma stocks. Many pharma companies are placed well on the long-term charts and should be on radar along with the larger domestic companies. Coming back to the benchmark index, Nifty should hold its level above 8,600 for the extension of the pullback. If it succeeds, then it could extend the upswing up to 9,700 to 9,800 targets in the next couple of weeks. Here are three buy recommendations for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Bharti Airtel is the first call with a target price of ₹580 and stop loss of ₹465. Upside potential for this call is 14%. The stock is one of the strongest Nifty stocks, which holds its level above its 200-day moving average. Bharti Airtel's move remained resilient during the downtrend of the market witnessed in the current calendar year. The stock is placed above all important moving average parameters and it has given bullish cup and handle pattern breakout on the weekly charts. Moreover, the stock is nearing its all-time high placed at ₹568 odd levels. It is advisable to buy the stock in two tranches, one at the current market price and second at ₹490. Pfizer is the second call with a target price of ₹5,200 and stop loss of ₹4,000. Upside potential for this call is 17%. Pharma sector has come out as a real outperformer in the current scenario. Pfizer has been bullish with higher tops and higher bottoms on the monthly charts. The stock has been consolidating in the range for the last 5 months. The stock witnessed a running correction towards its 200-day moving average, took support and resumed its uptrend towards the upper band of the consolidation. Indicators and oscillators on the daily charts are indicating back of momentum in the stock price, and there are good chances that the stock will surpass the previous all-time high. It is advisable to buy the stock in two tranches, one at the current market price and second at ₹4,200. GlaxoSmithKline Pharmaceuticals is the third call with a target price of ₹1,680 and stop loss of ₹1,290. Upside potential for this call is 16%. The stock price surged more than 10% on April 9 with higher volumes. There has been a significant rise in volumes during the last three sessions. The stock price has broken out from the consolidation phase of the last seven sessions and has surpassed the previous top resistance on the daily charts. The stock has also surpassed its 100 days EMA resistance. It formed a bullish double bottom at ₹970 odd levels on the weekly charts and reversed north. On the monthly line chart, the stock took support on the upward sloping trend line adjoining major bottoms of the year 2008 and 2018. it is advisable to buy the stock in two tranches, one at the current market price and second at ₹1,350. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.